When winter arrives, do you get excited about going sledding or playing hockey on a frozen pond? Do you imagine racing down snowy slopes, catching air on a snowboard, or spinning gracefully across the ice? Or would you rather cozy up indoors with some hot chocolate and tune into the Winter Olympics and Paralympics? For many of the athletes in this book, watching the Olympics is exactly how their journey to the Winter Games began. When Johnny Ware was a little boy, he studied skaters on his television so intently that he figured out how to perform a difficult jump called an axel before he even took his first lesson at the ice rink. Figure skater Michelle Kwan was just 7 years old when she saw the Winter Olympics on television and vowed that she too would become an Olympian. And then 10 years later, a little boy named Adam Rippon saw Michelle skating in the Winter Olympics and was so inspired by her grace and artistry that he created homemade medals and went on to become an Olympian himself. Watching the Winter Olympics with her mom sparked Marie-Philippe Poulin's dream of representing her country in hockey. And 8-time medalist Apollo Ohno thought the speed skaters he saw on television looked like superheroes and decided to give the sport a try. The Winter Olympics brings together the best athletes from all around the world, and they were all once just kids working hard to chase their dreams. Some of them had parents who helped them start at a very young age. Lindsay Vonn was just 2 when her dad put her on skis, and Surya Bonnelly was a toddler for the first time she stepped on the ice with her mom. When Chloe Kim was small, her dad padded her ski pants with pieces of old yoga mats so her tumbles on the slopes wouldn't hurt as much. As these young athletes got older and training became their full-time job, their families played big roles in helping them pursue their dreams. Adam Rippon's mom even learned how to drive a Zamboni so she could clear the ice for the early morning skate at his rink. Those early mornings were part of daily life for many future Olympians. Chloe Kim and her dad used to get up at 2 a.m. to make the 5-hour drive to her snowboarding practice sessions. And Michelle Kwan had to get up before dawn for her skating lessons. She tried sleeping in her skating clothes so she could stay in bed just a few minutes longer.